Well, the team was really improving by this point, especially the net detective, after a couple of exhibition victories. Another regular season shutout against Northminster. Let's take a look at Mr. McFarlane and Mr. Dunn working with the net detective in practice. Hard work, Donnie. Good job, Don. Well, this gives me an opportunity to thank someone else. The great woman behind the great man. Thanks to Heather for all her work this year, especially while Tony was out ill, and a full recovery is wished for Tony. But Heather, I've been meaning to ask a question. Just how much pizza was there at that year-end party? Great party. Hey, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate. But thanks for your work all year long. Well, supporting the net detective all year long was a tremendous defensive core. Here's a member right now, rocking Robbie Biscardis to sing the defenseman's theme song. We collected a C Championship trophy at the Port Hope Tournament. That included a tremendous final game performance by veteran Nick the Stick Angioni, followed with a few regular season victories, and then it was off to the Havelock Tournament. So that's when Andrew McFarlane turned a lot of heads. He unveiled the McFake. Boy, in that first game, what a performance he put on. The hat trick. I can still picture those goals. I asked him what he thought of his performance in that first game, especially. I'll say. All right, Andrew, just for that, I'll play any song you want. It's your call. What'll it be?
Don't play that song, that achy breaky song. I think it's driving me insane. Oh, please don't play that song, that irritating song. I'd rather have a bitch forgive my brain. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song. The most annoying song I know. And if you play that song, that achy breaky song, I might blow up my radio.
All right, it's a deal. I've got to play you the replay of that one goal. The fake slap shot to beat the defender, and then upstairs. Here's the replay.
That's what they want, little dipsy-doo, jamboree!
Well, you know, it's easy to be noticed as a forward scoring goals, or a goalie making a big save, or having a shutout. It's not so easy as a defenseman, but our defensemen are the best in the league. One of those defensemen, Andrew the Wall Bennett. Nothing gets by him at that blue line. The physically strongest player on the team, well, he scored a goal in that game against Omimi also. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, Andrew?
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by.
A very hard worker and a great rushing defenseman. Andrew, take off with that puck more often. Well, here's another guy who appreciates the way you play.
Worked in the off season at getting bigger. He's done that. I mean, he lifted weights. He said, he had the bad shoulder last year, so he started working on his upper body to get that shoulder, then get the arm strong for straight arming. Then he worked on the legs and stuff. But he has a little arm going there now. He got a little pumped up look now. See that when the bigger arms they get, the shorter their sleeves get.
That's close to a lot of arm.
Great work on that blue line, Andrew. Very physical defenseman. So the victory over Omimi put us into the next game against Tweed, a very strong team. We lost 5-1 but played very well. A few regular season games, victories over St. John's, Northminster, a shutout by the net detective, 2-0 over Norwood, a victory over St. Paul's, and then it was on to the Christmas Ajax tournament. One of the highlights of the year for us. Well, we won as a team, but certainly only because every team member played tremendously throughout the entire tournament. One individual, our captain, Jeremy Crowder. What a tournament he had. I asked Jeremy just how he gets so pumped before every game. Hey, it works for me too, Jeremy. Well, Jeremy, he scored 5 goals throughout the tournament, played very well. Here's how one of those goals was described.
Watch this one, he's even good sitting on his behind. Watch this, these goal scorers are really something. Look, he's still trying to stick handle by Moog.
Great job, Jer. Well, another player who had a tremendous tournament, Mackie the Roadrunner O'Brien. This guy has the best hands on the team. Stick handle through anything. Mac had a bunch of goals. Threw in a hat trick in one of the games. Mac, tell me, when you head on down to Florida, tell us a little bit about what you do there. What's the first thing you do when you get there?
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed, hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah!
Sounds great, Mac. Well, Mac's a guy who gives you 100% every game. He loves to play, but he plays to win. Here's his own words.